Don't start your fitness journey at the gym. Gyms are for fit people, for when it's too cold or too hot, or life gets too busy and they have to compress hours into minutes. That people made a business out of allowing everyone in does not mean that what you see at the gym is evidence that it works. People who will argue this are actually stuck on a plateau, having only developed muscles once, that first time that they tried hard. This is not meant to be a negative critique, not at all. This is about your health. This is about a functional and effective workout that keeps you young and healthy. For the rest of us, gyms are where our hopes of transforming our bodies die. Because the machines are too awkward, the crowd too distracting, the music too annoying. And we are so far behind that a beautiful and fit person only reminds us how many times we tried and how we always failed. An employee of a gym can only give you gym advice, or they will be fired. They will only encourage you to do it at the gym, and that frequently means that for who you are, it will be the wrong advice. And as a result, you'll only ever work out twice or thrice before giving up on fitness, where what you should have done is give up on the gym and start walking with dumbbells in hand day after day. The people who have some muscle but get stuck on a plateau reveal the real problem with the gym. They started in the middle, with already heavy weights, and then went heavier, which means too heavy for too short for their bodies to continue to adapt. So they only adapt once before they corner themselves. There is not enough room at the gym to get started, to gain the necessary wisdom, and everyone becomes misguided. The machines are not for people who are not fit, and they do little for those who are. And just working out on a couple of muscles at a time while sitting down, my goodness! That will take many decades, especially to transform a large person. A gym is not useless, so as long as you know how to use it, you need real workout experience. You need an intuition about endurance, about duration, and about how and when to choose your weights. That's the runway. That's where fitness and body wisdom comes from. You can compress a powerful workout at a gym and distill it and optimize it and itemize it, yes, but you can't start at the gym. You first need to figure out what that workout is and perfect it outside of that gym. Lacking that real workout experience, most people will lift too heavy. After all, what is there to stop them? All they really do is cut off their circulation while thinking that they have reached the magical muscle failure point, and now their muscles cannot help to grow as they heal. But that's just not true. The real truth is found in the bicyclist's legs, in the jogger's posture, the cross-country runner's muscle, the swimmer's leanness, the endurance of an ultramarathon runner. For those people, duration always comes first. long before they touch any weights, they increase their endurance. 2. In the beginning, at the very least, have a non-stop, very quick, 1 hour long workout. It is the duration that communicates to our body that change is now needed. If you are older and large, you do not start at the gym because the gym will end you. You start by learning to walk for an hour without stopping. If it is in you, walk for 2 hours or 3. And as soon as you can, begin walking with dumbbells in your hands. Begin lifting them to the beats of slow songs. And as you already know, deep down, your workout is no less than 5 days a week, and you should really work out 6. I am not asking you to jog. That is bad for the knees unless you jog in the woods. I am not asking you to begin by walking for an hour straight. Not at all. I am asking you to take baby steps, to stop as much as you need, but to write it down. Write down how long you rest. You will need a stopwatch, and you will need to focus on eliminating those rest periods a little bit at a time. That's your fitness wisdom. That is your body wisdom. To stay strong and focused, walk to the beats of slow songs, or listen to narrated books while keeping an honest pace. We are walking machines. That is your first exercise. And out there, not inside a boring building, preferably not even in a park, but in the woods with beautiful vistas and lakes. You will transform your body by never sitting. By giving your body months of time to adapt to heavier weight, and by understanding that endurance is your superpower. And like hikers on the Appalachian Trail, many of whom are your age, you can walk for 20 miles a day, every day. Again, we are walking machines. And then, once you see that you have reached a maximum, the maximum that your body can handle, you come to the gym, where you will find controlled climate, treadmills, and all kinds of machines for when you are hurt, but still have not finished your 5-workout weekly minimum. And where you can find your dumbbells and a square of space where you can recreate an optimized, perfected version of walking. Now, with the ability to lift above your head without the fear of tripping or slipping or falling, where you don't need multiple layers of clothing that can only get wet, and where at the very least, you can find a fan and a cold drink when you get too overheated. If you are young, you are overestimating how many chances you have at becoming fit and muscular in life. Crappy people, stress, job, overeating, bills, poverty, and even parents will push you away from gaining the endurance necessary to achieve and stay with your fitness goals. As a young person, you should not be at the gym at all. You need to walk the Triple Crown, the Appalachian, Pacific Crest, and Continental Divide trails, and begin training to run multiple consecutive marathons as an ultra marathon runner. If you have aged, then know this. There is nothing nobler and terrifying than an older woman fighting to extend her life. There is nothing more glorious than taking 3 hours of walking with dumbbells and converting it into an hour of wild animal rage. And if a trainer with a straight face or a smile ever tells you to sit, lay, or calm down, politely inquire when was the last time that they had a solid, life-changing ass-whooping. Because not only is resting during exercise a terrible idea that wastes it completely, it is also a sure path to an early grave. And you know I am correct. Once you complete your endurance training, there is no rest during a workout. And duration always comes first before the damn weights. You must learn to walk the walk. And only then, by subtle analogy, will you know the truth from the myth. And lift and live long.